long as a pillow?
No. I don't... never remember that.
Do you ever hear of a bolster?
A bolster was put at the head of the bed so it looked pretty.
Uh-huh.
It was round. Mm-hmm. It was the width of the bed. And it was round and it would, so the bed would make up nice, make it pretty nice. So, well, Lyle and I, my wife, she'd roll the pillows up.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people flatten the pillows out, but she, a lot of times she would roll them up and make them kind of like a bolster, make them look like a bolster.
How far across did the bolster go?
It went the width of the bed.
Do you ever say it went plumb across, or slam across, or clean across?
It could have, I could have used plumb across to clean across.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember, but it was the width of a bed.
And you had a lot of company and didn't have enough beds for everyone, for the children to sleep on.
Well, we put them on a pallet. The pallet was a couple of quilts laid on the floor.
Uh-huh.
That was a pallet.
And if you raised a lot of cotton, you say this year we had a good... this year we had a big...
Well, the way we'd say it now, it'd be the same as we just said it before. We had a large crop of cotton this year, good cotton.
Mm-hmm.
Crop of cotton. Because like I told you, my cotton picking was very limited.
What different kinds of land would you have?
Here?
Yeah.
Well, you'd have clay and sand.
Any other names?
Well, now you go around Missouri County and Matagorda County. Over there you get black gumbo.
What's gumbo?
That's black land. I mean, as sticky as nobody, if you ever get stuck in it and get your car stuck in, you know what it was after that.
Is it good for
it's farming? It's all right. If you once get it broke up, it's very fertile land, but it's, in fact, that rice land is planted a lot in that night. Back around this part of the country, we have mostly sandy, and East Texas also sandy land.
Mm-hmm.
We do have some yellow clay here in this part of the country. But
do you ever hear something called loam or loom?
Loam means a field, or you know, and it means dirt, and it means soil.
No specific kind.
No, it's good loam. It's good for to raise most anything, or so and so, good loam. That's what loam's used for.
Mm-hmm. What would you call the flat land next to a river or a stream that's flowed over and it's good for planting? It's kind of low.
Bottom land.
Huh?
Bottom land.
Okay. What about land that's got grass growing on it? Can you raise hay?
Big prairie.
And land that's got water standing in it most of the time.
Well, I don't know. Swampy, I imagine.
Mm-hmm. What if it's got salt water in it, like near the...
Well, I don't know what that is. Maybe I couldn't explain that to you.
I mean, you know, near... I'm sure they might have something like this around Galveston or someplace.
Well, they've got that in lots of places. It'd be the same thing as... it probably be called the same things they call the Everglades in Florida. I don't know just what you would call that.
If you had a heavy rain, maybe down a slope or something, if the water had washed some of the dirt away, it cut out
a little ravine, I guess you'd say.
How big would a ravine be?
It could.